Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, this is the Daily Home Edit, the daily podcast from the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm Sarah Berman, the editor of the magazine.
And I'm Fiona Michelin, Home Beautiful style editor. And today we are really excited to be speaking with Adrian Richardson. And today we're going to be chatting all things top tips for entertaining at home. So Adrian is the head chef at La Luna Bistro in Melbourne and also an ambassador for Brighter.
Thank you for joining us, Adrian Richardson. You're a chef at La Luna Bistro in Melbourne.
That's right, La Luna Bistro and Bouvier Bar, which is two places. So it's a lot of fun down here, but it's always cold in Melbourne.
And how does that inform your style of cooking?
It's perfect. Lots of meat. We love that. Lots of meat, lots of red wine. Oh, making my mouth water already.
So what dish is your restaurant famous for then? What have I got to order when we pop in?
Oh, look, if you come to La Luna Bistro, I mean, the things we do really well, we make all of our small goods on the premises. So you'll get prosciutto, capicola, lardo, pancetta, all made on the premises. You won't get them anywhere else in the world. So you sit down, have a plate of that, maybe some oysters that are beautifully open, and then maybe a piece of meat if you want something that's been dry aged on the bone for 8 weeks, maybe a piece of ribeye. And we'll grill that beautifully and then carve it up. There's nothing better than that. Yum. And then, of course, the dessert, maybe some creme brulee or something like that, if you've got any room.
Oh, my gosh. My stomach is rumbling.
Fantastic.
So it sounds like we're talking to the right person to get some rules around entertaining at home.
Both of you ladies are in very safe hands, I'm going to assure you.
So let's get started. Adrian, the first question we want to ask you is, what is your style rule to live by?
But my style is Italian style. I mean, I was brought up in a very Italian sort of background. So I like cooking Italian food, making fresh pasta at home, you know, braising ragus, that sort of thing. I really enjoy that. But something a lot of people don't know is I was an Air Force brat. I grew up in Malaysia. So I've got a real hankering for Asian food as well. So I put the two together and it's quite a unique cuisine that you'll eat at home.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. That sounds really interesting. Adrian, you've mentioned a little bit about your restaurant. What else are you working on at the moment?
Well, I've got a bar, a New York-style bar in Lygon Street, East Brunswick. And it's actually a cocktail bar, and we do beautiful cocktails. And my trick, of course, is to incorporate food as well that goes with cocktails and goes with that sort of environment. So very lovely snacky food, tapas, lovely beautiful braised dishes and dumplings, all that sort of stuff works really, really well down there. So that's my sort of project at the moment. And, you know, possibly coming up with a new TV show, but I can't say too much about that.
No, tell us more.
It'll involve lovely food and, you know, lovely food, lots of meat, that sort of thing.
Okay, great. Is there a rule of cooking at home that people tend to live by that you think they should be breaking or testing a little more often than they do?
Look, the one thing that I talk about with people is, of course, cooking a steak. And, you know, when I get in a crowd of people, you know, they'll start telling me, especially if I go to a barbecue, you know, be sitting on a barbecue, so someone will have their gas barbecue all fired up, full blast, and they'll start talking about how to cook the perfect steak. And I just shake my head because, you know, there's only one way to cook the perfect steak, and that's my way. It's a proven technique. I can tell you if you want, and it's really easy to do, but you know how someone just puts it on and just leaves it sitting there? No, don't do that. You've got to turn it over many times.
You've got to prod it constantly.
Stab it.
You've got to press it with your spatula.
Because that tells you how it's sort of cooked in a way. But for me, if you're going to cook the perfect steak, you've got to, you know, go buy some great meat from a butcher. That's the most important thing. Be prepared to pay a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, allow that meat to come up to room temperature so it cooks nice and evenly throughout. And then, you know, for me, I always go outside. I've got a gas barbecue outside. I'll go and fire that up. And get it to a medium-high heat because you want an accurate, you know, you want a fair bit of heat into it. And then salt and pepper, lots of salt and pepper on the steak, onto the barbecue or your pan or whatever you're using and sear it. Sear it on both sides and keep turning it around because those juices, you know when you leave a steak on a grill and the juices start coming out of the top of it,
yep.
you want to keep those juices in the meat.
Keep That's it juicy. It,
yes, exactly. That's what makes it flavorsome and delicious, and that juice is in the meat, which makes it so moist when you're chewing it. It's just such a beautiful thing. So keep on turning it every minute or so. You keep on turning it, and those juices that are trying to escape through the top of it, they actually turn around in the actual meat and stay in the meat. And then, of course, take your steak off, let it rest for a few minutes, and let it settle down nicely, and then tuck into it. And if you're worried about your steak cooling down, you always just pop it onto your barbecue just for a minute or so, get some heat into it, and then take it off and then eat it. And that's how you cook a perfect steak.
There you go.
Make it sound really simple.
I know.
Adrian, you like this. I always send my husband out, even in the middle of winter, to do our barbecuing because he's quite good at it. But I think it's one of the things that every Aussie needs to know is how to cook the perfect steak. So thank you for sharing it.
Exactly. And cooking it outside is a good tip as well, because, you know, when you do cook a steak inside, you get a lot of smoke and stuff in there. Mm. And I don't care how good your exhaust canopy is. When you fire when you fire your stove up, you need to be able to suck the air. So going outside, I've actually got a hardwired gas barbecue outside, and I cook my steaks out there, keeps all the smells and the juices. The problem is that my neighbors start knocking on the door. I've got a guy 2 doors up. He'll come with a 6-pack of beer, knock on the door and say, "Richo, can I come in for a couple of minutes?"
Well, that's what you want. You want the home where everyone wants to be. Of course, you've got it. So, Adrian, I also gave you some homework today, and I wanted you to share with us, if you can, your top 3 tips for fuss-free entertaining at home.
Look, top 3 tips is 1, be prepared. You know, if you're going to entertain some people, organize a menu at least 2 or 3 days beforehand, go shopping and prepare the stuff so it's ready to go. Have everything in-house first. So if you organize like that, you've got all the ingredients in-house, you've got your menu, and it's nice and simple. The other tip is to don't try and do stuff from Heston Blumenthal's book, on the first go if you're entertaining people. It's just not going to happen, because that stuff is really complicated and you need practice before you do it. So, I mean, my second tip would be keep it simple. Keep it simple and tasty, and that's probably the most important thing. And probably the third thing is, if you've ever been to a dinner party and, the host is sweating their guts out in the kitchen and stressing because they're trying to serve this lovely food to everyone, you don't want to do that. The trick for me is to have everything ready before your first guests arrive.
Yeah.
All the stress and the sweat is out of the way before your guests arrive. And then you have some time to get changed, look fabulous, open some champagne up, your guests come in, it's all ready, and then you serve it to everyone and you look fabulous the whole time. The host should always be fabulous. That's the most important
thing. It's so true, isn't it? And it's also about actually spending time with the people that you've invited into your home.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
Exactly. And it's about when the guests leave, they're jealous. Because you pulled off a great dinner party, the food was great, you look fabulous, and they're jealous of you. That's what you want,
Well, at Home Beautiful, it's also about getting the house ready. So we do a quick zhuzh, run around the house, get it ready, guest ready. So with all that in mind then, what's your favourite meal to serve up to family and friends?
Look, I have an Italian background, and I'll probably, I've got to be careful how I say this, because it'll almost bring a tear to my eye. But if you were coming to my place and I really wanted to impress you and I wanted to give you something from my heart, I'd have to say I'd make my nonna's ravioli. It's something when I was a little boy, I grew up in my grandmother's house, and, every Christmas and Easter and when we'd come around, she'd always make this beautiful ravioli, and, with pork and veal stuffing on the inside, a beautiful tomato ragu. She would hand make the pasta and roll it out, and it was just such a beautiful thing. And I make it every year. I've got a young family. And every year at Christmas time, I make this ravioli with the same pasta machine that she made it with. And very special. Yeah. Oh, it's I'm almost going to cry now. She was such a beautiful, beautiful woman. And it's something my little boys make the pasta with me, and we make the ravioli. We also make a hell of a mess, as you can imagine, young boys with flour and stuff. It's messy as part of the fun,
though, right?
It is. They actually fight over, when you crack the eggs into the flour?
Yeah.
They fight over mixing it around with their fingers, so you need to be well and truly organized when you're doing this. But to me, that's a beautiful thing. That's something, I suppose, being a chef in restaurants, we cook this lovely food, and it's all fancy. But if you want to cook food's something that is from the heart and soul, and when you're cooking something like that actually has meaning to it, I reckon you can taste it. You can really taste the difference, and that's important to me.
The little pinch of love, I like to call it.
Have you got a box of tissues next to you?
Adrian, while we've got you on the line, I have to pick your brain. What would you say are the key ingredients? See the little pun I did there? How good that was. What are the key ingredients to the perfect kitchen?
Well, the perfect kitchen, I'm actually designing one at the moment. I've got a terrace house in inner city Melbourne, so space is a premium. But for me, I've actually got the kitchen that's sort of an inside-outside kitchen. And so what I've done is, you know how, you know, I like to cook the heavy stuff, the steaks outside. I've actually designed it so that I've got the gas barbecue outside, and it's hardwired with gas, so I don't have to worry about the bottles, you know, changing bottles. You never have to worry about that ever again. And I've got the main part of the kitchen with all the hobs and stuff inside. You know, when it's cold, which it is mostly in wintertime in Melbourne, the doors are closed and you can pop outside. It's all undercover. But, you know, in the summertime, we just open the whole lot of it up. And, you know, you've got the inside and the outside that work together really well. Canopies over the top of everything. And, you know, there's sort of like a big bar kitchen. It's just a beautiful thing.
Can I tell you what we call it? It's the seamless flow between inside and out that you've got at home.
We like that.
It's the entertainer's dream, really. I really want that for my own home one day. And I've done that. I've done that last minute dash to the
server. I know. God, so
have I. So many times.
The worst.
It is the worst. Oh, thank you so much for joining us today, Adrian. It was really fantastic to hear your tips and tricks for fuss-free entertaining at home.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Home Edit. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Tell us what you think. Bye.
See you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.